Ireland's Sovereign Investment Fund is making a big punt on climate action projects and sustainable infrastructure. It comes as the Ireland Strategic Investment Fund, the successor to the National Pension Reserve Fund, publishes its half-year results. Nick Ashmore is chief executive of ISIF. €1 billion over 5 years in sustainable climate projects, Nick. So what kind of investments are you looking at here?
Morning, Brian. We're looking at a range of climate-relevant investments across energy efficiency, energy storage, renewables, and also the better use of resources in terms of things like circular economy, waste, natural climate solutions like forestry, and a whole range of activities. So this is an important emerging area, but also a fundamental key challenge for the state. And ISIF has a good track record built up now of helping the state meet key challenges with its unique kind of commercial activity, but also commercial investment, but also investing for an economic and social impact as well.
And indeed, investing in sustainable projects is very desirable from an ESG perspective, environmental social goals. But ISIF is about generating a return. And these investments, are they likely to do that? Or is this very much a lead by example move?
I think it's both. I mean, these investments will generate a return. This is a very strong emerging investment area. We're seeing a lot of investors start to try and figure out how to invest and make sure that they're having the right impact on climate and supporting climate action. ISIF is not there to get involved with the high volume activities, the proven investments, so much as we are to able to look forward and actually start to take a bit more risk and bring emerging areas through things like energy storage and potential for significant offshore wind, even floating offshore wind and those kind of areas. So it's about trying to crowd in investment and open up new areas of the market.
And presumably ISIF keeps a close eye on investments to ensure that none is in an area that might have the capacity to cause environmental harm.
It's one of the core principles about climate action investing is to do no harm. However, we are conscious that we can't, we have a broad portfolio, we have a broad mandate, climate action is part of that. But we assess the climate impact of every investment that we go into. And that's been a fundamental part of our process. You mentioned ESG, but ISIF, predecessor to the MPRF, was one of the original UN Principles of Responsible Investment founding signatories back in 2006. So we've been looking at this aspect for a long time, and we assess climate risk as a fundamental part of the portfolio management.
Now, despite the pandemic, the fund has had a good half year, capping off a very good 18 months, an investment gain of €1 billion since January 2020. That's almost double the gain for the 5 year period prior to that. So has the investment strategy been altered to develop or to deliver that accelerated gain?
The investment strategy has adjusted over time, partly in terms of our global listed portfolio, sort of liquid portfolio, to drive the optimal risk adjusted return. But on the Irish side, our strategy is underpinned by a commercial mandate, but really driven by thematic investing, where we're looking to address key challenges within the economy. The markets have had a very strong run over the last couple of years, and we've seen really strong returns come through in our venture capital and our growth equity type investing, as well as good, strong returns, moderated returns across the lower risk parts of the portfolio. So they've been one of the main drivers of performance.
10 investments in the half year. Stripe was probably the most high profile investment. Why was the decision taken to invest in a global payments company, albeit one that was founded by two Irishmen?
Stripe is one of the most exciting, promising, and now the most highly valued private companies in the world. Establishing and strengthening the relationship between Ireland and Stripe that's there naturally because it has two Irish founders, but is a very logical and exciting step for ISIF. It helps us to build a relationship not just around the activity that Stripe will have within the Irish economy, but also to partner with a group that's incredibly forward-thinking when it comes to climate action as well, and is fundamentally rebuilding a whole part of the economy. We've already seen Stripe help huge numbers of Irish businesses go online, trade online through the pandemic, and that side of their activity in Ireland is growing. But having their second headquarters here positions not just Stripe and Ireland, but the whole tech market and multinational market in Ireland very well for the future.
Now, the fund also manages the state investment in the banks. The minister, of course, has started selling down the stake in Bank of Ireland. But how has the overall investment been doing, given that bank shares fell significantly in the last few years, although they've bounced back a bit of late?
They have bounced back. That investment is very much under the purview of the minister and the Department of Finance. So we simply hold that investment on their behalf. But the banks have recovered well. And as you've seen, the Bank of Ireland stake is in the process of being sold down to some extent.
Nick Ashmore, Chief Executive of the Ireland Strategic Investment Fund, thank you.